Our guest at the cafe this morning is our books commentator from Sulphur Springs, Sharon Felt. Sharon, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm doing well. Now, it's interesting about books is sometimes you come across things that you weren't expecting, and you fall in love with a book and had no thought of this particular book before you somehow you pick it up.
Absolutely. I picked up this book. My friends laugh at me because they say, you pick books because of the cover. Well, this cover was just darling. It's this old grumpy man on the front. And I thought, well, I'll give it a try over Thanksgiving holidays. It turned out to be a charming read. It was about this 59-year-old grumpy man who is just all alone. And you think, oh, who even wants to be his neighbor? He just gripes about everything. He's part of a homeowners community association type thing, although the story is set in Sweden. And he has been the president for years and years. Well, about 5 or 6 years previous to when the story begins, he was kicked off as the president and a new guy came on. But he didn't give up his duties. He refused to give up his duties. And so you see him following these little daily routines and checking on things that nobody else cares about. But he has these very strict principles, and he is going to go through life with his routine.
And we should say the book is called A Man Called Ove.
Ove, yes.
And by the author is?
It's Frederick Bachman.
And this is not a particularly well-known author. In fact, didn't you tell me?
This is his first novel. All he did before writing this novel, which, by the way, became a New York Times bestseller, was have a daily blog. And then he decided to write this novel, and it is charming.
Is he Swedish?
He is.
But the novel, I guess he wrote the novel in that language, but it's been translated to English.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And you were telling me about the man's daily routines, and he's
so angry with everybody, and he doesn't like his routine interrupted. And all of a sudden, this boisterous couple with these two little kids that are very noisy move next door, and while they're moving in, they back this U-Haul trailer over his mailbox, which certainly doesn't sit well with him. And he talks about every day, well, I'm just giving up. And you see him planning to do himself in, and the story unfolds. It's sad in some respects, but it is so funny. Because he is just over the top in his eccentricities. But this couple just won't let him not be friends. They are going to be his friends. And so he doesn't know how to handle people not, you know, leaving because he's so horrible. And as the story unfolds, you find out why he is so grumpy. And yet his heart is as big as New York City. It is just right there for anyone who wants to dig deep enough to find it. And it turns out to be a story that unfolds about exploring loss, exploring friendships, and what an unimaginable impact each person's life has on many, many others.
We're talking with Sharon Felt, and Sharon's from Sulphur Springs. She's one of our books commentators on the program. I guess the I don't want to say the moral of the story, but the thing to be learned is a lot of times people that on the surface are not people we want to approach for whatever reason, they may be the most interesting people that we will come across, you know, once we scratch that surface a little
right.
bit.
Right. I heard this saying once, and I can't remember where I heard it, but it said that those people who deserve love the least need it the most, and I think this is a perfect example of that.
Now, this has been made a film?
Yes, it won the Swedish actor that played Ove won Best Actor in the Sundance Film Festival, which was just in 2016. So it's a brand new movie, and I believe it has subtitles, but the story is so delightful. So if you don't want to read subtitles, read the book. It's just wonderful.
Either way, you're going to be reading. But yeah, I think it came out in the fall and was in art houses and so forth. But now very soon it's going to be out on DVD and so on, and probably on Netflix and all the rest of the streaming things. But A Man Called Ove, that's what it's called.
It's a lovely book.
Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Oh, thank you so much.
Sharon Felt, our books commentator from Sulphur Springs. And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on KETR 88.9.